Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the praise and thanks. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 17. The scripture says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, these are the words of Jesus. Let me tell you, when Jesus began his ministry, that's what he said. He said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink of me. And he who comes to me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters." The Lord not only quenches your thirst, but he also causes that rivers of God to flow through your belly so that you will become a source of blessing to people around you. That's what God desires. That's what Christianity is all about, is to be a blessing. God blessed Abraham that through him, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And I believe that's what Jesus does. He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit and causes the rivers of God to flow through our belly so that many people around us will be blessed with salvation and will be blessed with the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll come to God and walk uprightly in the presence of God. Saint Augustine beautifully wrote, he said, "I have read in Plato and Cicero sayings that are very wise and very beautiful, but I have never read in either of them, 'Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened.'" So true. Hallelujah. No one has said that. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened." It's only Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, let's draw our attention to the Lord. Let's draw nigh unto the Lord. The scripture says, "Draw nigh unto him and he will draw nigh unto you. Honor him and he will honor you." So let's take time today, during the course of the day, that we'll be always connected to our Savior. We will always abide with him and in him and trust him for a mighty breakthroughs in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So come to Christ with any burden or sorrow in your life and be assured that he will hasten to meet you with open arms, just as the father of the prodigal son did, if you remember that story. That's how Abba Father loves you. God loves you. He cares about you more than any human being. He cares about you. And a lot of time we do not respond to his love, but he is always there. Psalmist David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. Today, the Lord is comforting you, consoling you, wiping away your tears, coming to, you know, heal you and to deliver you from all your troubles. And he is there to help you at any given moment of time. Be blessed today in his presence. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, O Lord. Many people couldn't see this day, but Lord God Almighty, we thank you for you have added yet another glorious day in our lives that we will worship you. We will, O Father, glorify your name. We will exalt you. We will live for your pleasure. We will live for your glory. And Lord God Almighty, that you will delight in us. You will be well pleased with us. Our life and our lifestyle will be well pleasing unto you. And I pray, Abba Father, that today you will lead us and guide us besides the still waters and green pastures. Today you will lead us in all truth and in all righteousness. Today is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Abba Father, I pray that you will bless your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, that they will be provided for, they'll be protected, they'll be preserved, they will prosper under your holy care. and you will keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Lord God Almighty, I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast them out in Jesus' name. And Lord God Almighty, I release your healing virtue to flow upon their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that your people will be blessed with health and strength and vigor and vitality, and you will be alone glorified and be magnified in their lives. We pray this prayer in the most holy, mighty, and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we all said, Amen and Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.